You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Waiting on hold right now from Billy on the street. Mr. Billy Eichner, how are you, man?
Hey, Mario, how are you? I'm good.
I'm well, thank you for asking. So this sounds funny, Billy. Vote Classy San Diego. And as a native San Diegan, I can appreciate that. And it's essentially a conversation with Ron Burgundy and yourself. Where'd the idea come from?
This is part of a voting registration initiative that I'm starting with Funny or Die, which is Will Ferrell, a good friend of Ron Burgundy's production company. And Funny or Die has been producing Billy on the Street with me for many years, so we're really close. And we thought with the big midterm elections coming up, we wanted to do something productive to help out and something that felt optimistic and also make it fun at the same time. So we're calling it Glam Up the Midterms. That's the campaign that's going from now until the midterms in November, and it's our fun way of trying to get involved and making sure that people, especially young people who tend not to vote, actually register and do go out and vote. And there are primaries before the midterms. So this is our first big Glam Up the Midterms live event, which is going to be me sitting down live with Ron Burgundy in San Diego, in Oceanside, actually, and having a conversation to get Ron's thoughts on voting and everything happening in the world and just see how Ron's life is going. We're also going to have special guests from the area, local leaders and young people doing community service there in all kinds of ways who are going to be on stage talking about the work they're doing. And it's going to be really, really fun. And the only way to get in is to register to vote or sign up for our election alerts on your phone by going to our website.
Very cool. That sounds fun, too. And I know you've interviewed a lot of stars. Where does Ron Burgundy rank on your list?
He's definitely the most famous person I've ever met who was also a local news star from San Diego. So I'm very excited. Now, Will Ferrell himself has done Billy on the Street a couple of times, and we always have an incredible time. He's obviously one of the funniest people alive. I've always loved Ron Burgundy and Anchorman, and it's so specific to San Diego, and that's why we wanted to come down. It was actually Will's idea. Once he heard we were doing an event in San Diego, he said he wanted to come down as Ron.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be really fun, and it's going to feel like a party, and hopefully everyone goes to the website.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. No, very, very cool. Congrats on that. And I know you've been very vocal about politics and current events for a while now. Did you always have this passion for issues?
Yeah, I was always somewhat interested in the news and what's going on in the world and in current events in general. I'm obviously a pop culture guy, but I've always followed everything going on in the world. And with the current situation, I wanted to do something with Funny or Die. I had done a Billy on the Street video with Michelle Obama, and Funny or Die had worked with President Obama in the past. So we had this history of doing politically oriented things, but there's so much anger and outrage right now. I wanted to do something with Glam Up the Midterms that felt fun and positive and productive and got young people who have a lot of passion right now, but I wanted to find a way to focus their passion because a lot of it is great, and protests are great, and marches are great, and, you know, getting angry on Twitter the way I often do is fine, but it really doesn't mean anything unless you go vote. So I hope people go to the website. The website, by the way, is headcount.org/glamup2018.
Perfect. We'll be sure to put up all the info on our website as well, and that's a fun way to do it, and so smart, too, to raise the awareness level that way. So good luck with all that, man. That sounds very cool.
Thanks so much.
You're doing this a voice in the Lion King remake. I was checking out. Who are you going to be playing, and are you going to be singing?
I'm playing Timon. So if you remember
nice.
The original Lion King,
oh of course,
Timon and Pumbaa are like the comic relief. They sing Hakuna Matata and do other things in the movie, and that's going to be me and Seth Rogen. And yeah, we're all doing all of our own singing.
Nice.
So it should be really fun. We've already started it, and it's a crazy cast, obviously. Donald Glover and a young up-and-comer known as Beyonce is playing Nala, and James Earl Jones and John Oliver, and it's just the whole thing's insane.
Oh, well, I'll be there for sure opening night with my two kids. That's my I watch all of those with the kids,
yeah.
And that's my personal favorite, so I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's going to going to look beautiful. It comes out next year, July 2019. So I'm sure everyone will be hearing a lot about it. But it's been really fun so far. Jon Favreau is directing it, who did Jungle Book and the Iron Man movies, and it's been a blast.
And you're also coming back to American Horror Story. Anything you can tease us with about that?
I am. Well, Ryan Murphy will kill me if I say anything beyond what he has said.
Okay.
But they like to keep it a secret. But as Ryan said, this is going to be the first season that takes place in the future. I believe he says it takes place about a year and a half from now. And we're going to be shooting it this summer. Sarah Paulson's coming back. Kathy Bates is coming back. Joan Collins, who's a total Hollywood legend.
Wow.
I grew up watching.
Alexis Carrington
on American Horror Story.
That is awesome.
We're all kind of freaking out about that. Everyone's very starstruck about that idea.
Well, congrats, man. Glad to see you're doing all kinds of great work on many different levels there. In the meantime, Vote Classy San Diego is up tomorrow, over at Funny or Die. You can follow him on Twitter, at Billy Eichner. Billy, thanks for calling in.
Great. I hope people sign up, and I'll see everyone in San Diego on Thursday night.
Thanks, man. On with Mario Lopez.